This is episode number 2226 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 8th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Brad Pitt and Angelina, I think they were jealous that Depp and her got all the publicity.
Well, you know what to do when you get jealous about that? You go poop the bed. That's what you do.
Well, he might want to go poop in her bed because they found something new to fight about. Brad is suing Angelina for allegedly selling her half of their Chateau Miraval wine business.
Oh? Okay. She's so not allowed to do that?
Well, here's the deal. Uh-huh. Brad says Angelina intentionally sought to inflict harm on him by selling her interest in the company, even though they had agreed to never sell without the other's consent.
Maybe she didn't want to be in business with him anymore. There's a whole thing about that.
Sell your half of the partnership without telling your partner.
Well,
that's bad business.
Maybe
that's not nice.
Maybe they're not on speaking terms.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe they don't.
They have lawyers for that.
I got that, but I don't. Anyway, okay. Well,
lawsuit.
All right.
Okay,
all right, so what's up?
I'll tell you the deal.
All right, what's the deal?
Lawsuit claims that she made the deal in secret. Secret. Oh, and now the guy she sold to, who is a Russian oligarch named Yuri Scheffler.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute.
Of all people, Angelina.
Oh, wait a minute. An oligarch. Oh, great. Yeah. That's fantastic. Wow.
So now...
just seems wrong. All shades of wrong for her to do that.
I know. Now, granted, it was before the Ukraine.
Still.
I know. Still. Still, of all people. So now Yuri is launching a hostile takeover.
Oh, jeez. Of course he is.
Now, Brad, I wonder if Angelina knew he was going to do that.
No, she did not. She doesn't care. She got her money. She's done.
So now Brad also says he grew Miraval.
Brad's going to sue her. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Brad says he grew Miraval into a multi-million-dollar global business while she did nothing to contribute to its success. And so he's seeking a jury trial to have the sale nullified.
What did he do?
He
physically?
Also wants damages from Angelina with the amount to be determined in court.
Do you think he got his even one fingernail dirty working to build this company? Brad Pitt, of all people.
Brad Pitt, actually, yes.
I don't think so. I think it's a bunch of bunk.
I think he was part of
it. Well, isn't it like in France, too?
Yeah.
It's like he's got to go to France. He's got to hang out with George French Clooney.
People.
And
right.
You know, Clooney's just a country away in Italy. It's not a big deal. I don't know. I think this is hooey. I think this is all hooey. I do. Because it's like... She owns something. She has a right to sell it. I don't care what they said. It's like, just, you know what? They don't speak. They're not on speaking terms. She wants to keep the kids
this
away from him.
This is business.
I think he's making...
You would have been hacked off if your partner had sold their part of the business when you guys had an agreement, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, whatever. But it wasn't my ex-spouse, who, by the way, is trying to kill me for money.
Still in business.
Anyway.
We should place a wager.
On what? Who's going to win this bet?
I think that Brad is in the right. Obviously, you're on the wrong side of the fence.
I don't think any of them were on the... Stop this. I got a wristband I picked up on eBay for 32 cents. I can't tell if it's from the court or not, but it says it is.
Or the county fair.
It says it's county fair. County Fairfax. County fair.
County Fairfax.
One of those
wristbands. Fairfax County Fair. Mr. TikTok himself... Johnny Depp shelled out more than 62,000 smackaroos.
Now, wait a second. Before you go into this, why did you call him Mr. TikTok? Because he's joined TikTok.
He's joined TikTok.
He's official. He got his blue check mark and the whole damn bit.
He's surpassed 5 million.
And he just joined.
And counting.
And he just joined.
I followed him.
Ashton Kutcher. Of course you did. Of course you did. You know who else followed him? Amber Heard followed him. She's not...
I don't think so.
Oh, no. She wants to know what's going on with him. No, Amber didn't follow him. Amber's lawyer followed him. That's.
Don't even get me started on that. On
and
her.
Guess who else's lawyer started following him? His lawyer. Johnny's lawyer. I guarantee you she's following him because...
She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, but he's not Johnny Depp.
That's true. Very true.
See?
Anywho. See anywho, Mr. TikTok, Mr. Captain TikTok. Jack Sparrow,
yes.
Johnny Depp.
The day he almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
He shelled out more than $62,000.
$62,000
smackaroonies.
And he's living paycheck to paycheck.
Anyway, he did a special celebration, a celebratory curry dinner with his pals on Sunday evening in Birmingham, England.
He spent $62,000 on it.
Yeah.
That's an expensive restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, people that spend
well,
that kind of money.
Spend $62,000 at a restaurant?
Wow, booze. How many people
All right,
were there?
So Johnny indulged in a feast of authentic Indian cuisine.
Authentic.
Cocktails, rosé champagne.
Yeah.
All this while hanging out with his rock star buddy and collaborator Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
And 20 other people.
Now, here's the deal. I didn't think Jeff Beck had 20 friends. So these all have to be Johnny's friends or Johnny's hanger-ons.
They bought the 20,000 square foot place out until around midnight.
Huh.
For 20 people. That's 1,000 square foot a person.
That's a lot of room. You could dance all by yourself.
Talk about
and
socially
gonna,
distant.
I know, right. I've had houses smaller than that. 20,000 square feet. And we put more than one person in there.
So the restaurant operations director said they received a call out of the blue on Sunday afternoon saying that Johnny Depp wanted to come and eat with a group of people.
And what do you say? You say,
yes, Mr. Depp.
Yeah.
The single ticket night was more than their busiest night of the week. I would think so. When they serve around 400 diners.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Johnny Depp bought out a restaurant and spent more than 400 diners. Hope he left a good tip. What's 20% of $62,000? A lot.
A lot. So the most surprising moment of the night was when Johnny wanted a little break from everybody for about 20 minutes and sat with him in his office.
They were smoking a joint. I know what they were doing.
Oh, my God. You're such a negative Nancy tonight.
I'm not a negative Nancy. What's negative about that? They were just having a good day. He was just chilling.
It's highly possible.
It's just a chill. It's just a chill. You know who's chill? Halle Berry's chill. Now, come on. You must
So what
admit.
Did you think of her Property Brothers?
I thought she was great. I like the fact that she can swing a sledgehammer with
Boy,
the
howdy.
Boys.
Boy, howdy.
I mean, she's
Property a, sister.
That gives a
Man.
new meaning to the term demo day.
Holy moly.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.